AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department's begun taking action against those involved in prosecuting the president. Sagar Magani has details.
The department says it's fired more than a dozen career prosecutors who worked on special counsel Jack Smith's team. Rank-and-file prosecutors traditionally stay in their positions across presidential administrations and are not punished for involvement in sensitive probes. This abrupt move reflects the Trump administration's desire to purge the government of those it sees as disloyal to the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been ordered to stop working with the World Health Organization effective immediately. Experts say the abrupt stoppage comes as a surprise and will set back work on investigating outbreaks of Marburg virus and Mpox in Africa. The UN says more than 200,000 Palestinians have been making their way north in Gaza. Israel's reopened that part of the territory for the first time since the early weeks of the war with Hamas. Joe Fetterman has more.
They're returning to what remains of their homes, but in many, if not most cases, there's very little remaining. They are returning to piles of rubble because the damage from all of this fighting is so extensive. Still, it is the beginning of a process, they hope, of returning home and finally being able to rebuild their lives.
A flurry of new executive orders from President Trump are expected at the Pentagon as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth began his first day on the job. Snow briefly shut down Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles after weekend downpours doused wildfires across Southern California. As much as an inch of rain fell, the wet weather has loosened hillsides near Pacific Palisades burned by recent wildfires. Roads including the Pacific Coast Highway were inundated. And in eastern Congo, M23 rebels backed by Rwanda say they've captured the city of Goma, a key hub in a region rich in minerals. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle now with the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street's superstar stocks closed sharply lower as a competitor from China threatened to upend the market's frenzy around artificial intelligence. A Chinese company called DeepSeek said it had developed a large language model that can compete with U.S. giants at a much lower cost. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Monday. Big tech stocks took some of the heaviest losses, dragging the NASDAQ composite down 3.1%. NVIDIA, that's a chip company that has ridden the AI boom to soaring heights, dropped nearly 17%. Stocks outside of AI-related industries held up much better. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 289 points. It's about 0.7%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And an asset manager has taken a stake in U.S. Steel, seeking to quash Nippon Steel's takeover bid and oust U.S. Steel's leadership. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.